You are listening to Sexual Knowledge on Podomatic.com. If you have any questions, comments, future dating topics that you would like me to discuss, and any and everything, send your emails to asksex1989@yahoo.com. That's asksex1989@yahoo.com. First thing first, Happy New Year's. So everybody, 2015, let's try to make this a good year. In the comments below, tell me what is your New Year's resolution. I know that a lot of people think that it's cheesy, but I want to know. So tell me what your New Year's resolutions are. My New Year's resolution this year is to not curse, and yeah. It's true. That's my New Year's resolution, is to not curse and to be healthy. So, you know, I've been, you know, doing the vegetarian thing for about a year, and I think I'm kind of done with that chapter, but at the same time I'm still doing it, you know. Those are my New Year's resolutions, is to stop cursing and to live healthier. Have a healthy year, because I'm going to be 26 this year, and, you know, I just feel like I need to make a change. And I know that every time I've been doing a podcast now, it's been, like, super spaced out, like, once a month. Like, I did one in December, and then now it's January, and Christmas, and all the holidays and stuff has gone by. But I have been working like a slave, and I'm just trying to make moves. I don't want to say what I'm doing, because, you know, I don't want to put it out there and then it's not, you know, done or perceived a certain type of way. But 2015 is going to bring a lot of great things for me. But enough with that. So I know that a lot of times when I do these podcasts, it's mostly like women, like for women, or, you know, men, but majority of you guys are women, and I felt like, you know, let me do something that's strictly for men. But here's the catch: it's for men, but it's to benefit us and them too, but mostly us, the women. But so today I'm going to be telling you guys 15 things every man should know about sex before he's 25. Now, I know some of you guys are way over 25, some of you guys are way younger than 25, but it's never too late to learn. I'm sitting here drinking a piña colada. This is so good. I wish that I could, like, send you guys some of it. You know, it's really good, and it's a virgin piña colada, because I don't really like alcohol. But yes, 15 things every man should know about sex before he's 25. First things first on the list: practice your kissing. Please don't underestimate the power of a good kiss, okay? Because there's a lot of pheromones that get swapped during mouth-to-mouth action. So don't do dead lips. Put time and effort into your makeout skills. And another interesting fact is that we tend to pick a mate from kissing. We are attracted to people that have different immune systems. Yes, this is a virgin pina colada. It's 800. When we kiss a person, we are kissing them unbeknownst to us for their immune system. We want to see what, you know, the pheromones, the type of immune system that you have. And normally we are attracted to people who have totally opposite pheromones from us. So next time you kiss, remember that. Number two, don't ignore her boobs, okay? Don't just jackhammer her vagina with your fingers and assume that's going to get her going. That's not. You gotta be woosad. You know, you gotta treat her like how you would treat your car. And I know that there's a lot of guys that treat their cars really well. Women have lots of, like, potential erogenous zones, and, like, they vary from person to person. So, you know, grab her boobs, lick her nipples, and run your hands all around her body to see what works for her. Or you can simply just ask her what she likes. Like, I don't have sensitive breasts. When I touch them at times, they're sensitive, but, you know, that's not my spot, you know, to get me going. I would say, like, my spot is, like, you know, if you kiss my neck or choke me a little. And I know that sounds super weird and crazy, but I like that. I like it. So, you know, choke me out a little, like lick my neck a little, suck on my neck a little. I was just talking about this with he. And, you know, I don't even really know if I even have sexual fantasies. Like, what's a sexual fantasy that I would want right now? But yeah, my boobs don't get aroused that easily. Number three, get a little weird. Just because you can, like, crank it out in 30 seconds while a missionary doesn't mean you should, okay? Like, switch things up. Even if it's something subtle, you don't have to get, like, super kinky, but maybe you should. I don't know. Have fun, though. Like I said, I like, you know, a little choke, little love taps, a little slap of, you know, the ass, or... You know what? We're just... Number four. Go down on her. A lot of women can't have an orgasm through intercourse, and that's because it doesn't stimulate the clitoris enough. Get down there and do your job, guys. Like, don't be scared to put your face on her lips. Not the top ones. Go down south. And look, if you've never, like, went down on a woman, maybe you can, like, you know... Because if, like, if you think that something's wrong, or you think that she may have, like, an odor, or you may not like how it tastes, listen, there's things for all of that. If you want, you can, you know, get in the shower with her before you guys have sex, and you could do it that way. Or you can just have her shower before you get there, and then, like, use lubricants that are water-based, that have flavors and stuff. You can also buy, like, edible panties and things like that. You know, that can make the job a little more easy, you know, and a little less intense. Spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down, as Mary Poppins would say. Number five, compliment her. All right, so, you know, it might be creepy to, you know, yell, "You look pretty," in the middle of sex, but, you know, make her feel wanted. And that doesn't mean rubbing your boner up against her while you're cuddling. Make sure she knows how, you know, into her you are. And that's just us as women. We're simple creatures, guys. We're not that hard to figure out. We just want to commit a relationship with a guy. We want a guy that's not going to be a cheater, that's going to be monogamous, and that's willing to go that extra mile in the bedroom, just like she would be able to go, willing to go that extra mile. You know, like when people say happy life, happy wife, that's true, because even if you aren't married, if your girlfriend is happy, your relationship's gonna be good. She could text you in the middle of the day, like if she knows that you have a break, she could be like, "Hey, why don't you come over, or let me come over, you know, for oral sex." Not for you to give her oral sex, but for her to give you oral sex. You know, like sometimes if you're that type of guy where you stimulate her and you are into only her, it's times where she doesn't even need you to, like, go down on her. It's times where I don't even need him to go down on me, because it's always reciprocated. That goes without saying. He always does it, and I appreciate that. And I'm kind of spoiled, though, because it's been some times where, like, I'll be like, you didn't go down on me. And he's like, "So?" Like, I do it all the time. And I'm like, "But I did it for you." So that goes with maturity and understanding that, you know, look, it always does not have to be reciprocated. I don't always need you to give me oral sex just because I give you oral sex. Or, you know, sometimes it's been times where he gives me oral sex and I don't give him oral sex. And sometimes I'll ask him, like, "You know, you don't want?" And he's like, "No, I'm good." And that's just communication and talking about things and being open enough with your partner. So, you know, like, look, if you meet a girl, don't start out the relationship with a whole bunch of empty promises and saying, "Oh, you could do this and you can do that," and then when it's time to show and prove, you're not about that life. So, from Jump Street, if you meet a girl and you like her and you live at home with your parents, say that, okay? Because 9 times out of 10, like, a woman likes a guy that's gonna keep it 100. And to all my people that are over 40 listening to this, that means that they prefer someone to keep it all the way real. Tell the truth, put it out there. whether you like it or you don't, and you're letting them know, look, this is just how it is. And women appreciate that. So just keep it 100 from the jump street, period. Number 6, relax about your penis. Most women don't even care as much about the size as you think they do. They just want a penis that's well-groomed and doesn't smell. That's it. So, like, relax. If you got a 5-inch, if you got a 6-inch, listen. Y'all don't hit the G-spot. Like, you don't. Now, I've had my G-spot hit with fingers. Like, when he puts his fingers in, like, I can feel, okay, he's pressing up on my cervix. I can feel that. But we don't, that's, you know what? We know that you guys care more about your penis size. So when we say, oh, that's why you got a small little penis, we're saying that because we know that it gets on your nerves, it gets under your skin, it makes you mad, and it makes you self-conscious. Because honestly, women are self-conscious about everything. Hair, nails, skin, body weight, teeth, breath, boobs. But, you know, there's some women who basically hate their arms. You understand? Like, anything about them. Some women don't like the shape of their nose. You know, anything. You know, that's just how the world is for us. So when we basically are able to say, that's why you got a small little penis, and we know that's going to get you upset, we say that. But, like I said, 9 times out of 10, we don't care. Okay? We just want you to keep your junk nice and well-groomed and make sure that it doesn't smell. Which also brings us to number 7, shower and manscape. If women have to do it, so do you. Just make sure that they're not like digging through a pube forest, okay, just to get to your penis. Keep your junk well-maintained. Nothing ruins oral sex like getting a pube in your mouth. Like, I'm serious. Like, don't nobody like that. Ain't nobody about that. And that's not the life we trying to live over here, bruh. Number 8, be vocal. Pay attention to when your woman is super into something. It's okay to be vocal when she's doing something that's really working for you. Like, I feel like this. If I'm giving you oral sex and you don't like it, forget how I'm gonna feel about it. You know, tell me, because I'm doing this not because it's routine. I'm doing it because I want you to like it. And if you don't like it, I would want you to tell me, look, stop for a second. I don't like the way you're doing it. Switch it up. Number 9, don't be selfish. Okay, let's be honest. Most men could come if a stiff enough breeze blew by. Like, for real. Make sure you're giving and taking care of her needs before you decide to come everywhere, okay? I have said this before in previous episodes where, you know, like a woman, sometimes they fake coming or they can only come once. I'm fortunate enough to be able to come more than one time. Back to back, and he does a pretty good job at that. I will say that before he's finished, I've finished about 5 times already. I feel so embarrassing that, and I don't know why, but it's true. So number 9, like I said, don't be selfish. Number 10, don't be self-conscious. Again, people, have fun. Don't get mad if she's not screaming within 30 seconds or placing your penis inside of her. Take all your stress and insecurities and let that stuff go. Like, you're singing the breakout hit single from Disney's Frozen, okay? Sometimes it could be feeling so good. Like, a guy could be in you and it could be feeling so good where you don't even want to make any noise. Because it's like, if you make noise, it's going to like alter the effect that you're feeling. It's like, you're like, oh my god, let me just like have a moment of silence just for this, because this feels really good. Let me get goosebumps and stuff. Oh my gosh. Anyway, number 11, don't compare yourself to other guys. Men and women both exaggerate their sexual like conquest. Just do you, homie. Number 12, don't go after drunk women. Okay, this isn't up for discussion. Just listen to what I'm saying. Don't go after drunk women. They will cause you a lot of grief. The sex will not be that good. And she'll probably throw up on you before the night is over. So skip over her. Number 13, saying no to a blowjob does not make her a B-I-T-C-H. there's a lot of reasons, you know, she might not be in a mood to do it. So, you know, you don't go to put your penis in her whenever you feel like it, right? Same thing with this. If she doesn't want to, if she's saying no, let it be no, and that's it. Sometimes a person may not want to do it. And that goes back to what I was saying about giving and taking. You don't always have to get your penis sucked every time you have sex. Just like you don't have to give her oral sex every time you guys have sex. It's give and take. And you gotta understand, people are not sexually on the same plateau. Men peak, you know, on a different sexual plateau than us. We prefer, you know, sex in the nighttime. They prefer sex in the daytime or the afternoon or something. They think about sex way more than we think about sex. So it's all about like give and take in a relationship with someone, and just knowing that your needs are not always number one. This is not about you. This is a relationship with two people. Now, if it's a one night stand or something like that or whatever, then fine, have at it. But if you're in a relationship with somebody and she says no to you, you just got to take that no and keep it moving. That's it. Number 14, always use protection. Maybe it does feel better without a condom. Who cares? Use condoms. I'm gonna reiterate that. Use condoms, because you don't know what people have. You don't know what people are doing. Now, I've been a victim recently to stick it in really, you know, stick it in without it. And then when we about to do something and you put, you know, put a condom on and then we get to it. But it's just about being safe, you know, that's the gist of it. Just being safe with your partner or whomever. So use condoms, you know, because one moment of pleasure can cause a lifetime of problems. Number 15 and the final one on my list of 15 things that every man should know about sex before he's 25 is queefing is not farting. Queefing is not farting. It's air coming out of a vagina because sex pushed it up there. Don't make a face. Grow up. All the South Park episodes about queefing and all of that nonsense, at the end of the day, listen, let's all be adults here. Queefing is just air going in the vagina from friction of when you're going in and out of her vagina, and it sounds like it's farting noises, but it isn't farting noises. It's queefing. It's air that we all breathe. So grow up and be a man about it. But I hope that you guys enjoyed this 15 list, and I'm not even gonna post this until probably the week after next. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you for liking my episodes. Thank you for following me on Podomatic.com. Thank you for following me on Stitcher. Thank you for following me on Instagram. And I changed my Instagram name and I will link it down in the bottom. Thank you for all the emails that you guys send me, letting me know that you enjoy what I'm doing and you hope that I continue to do this. I've been doing this for coming up on a year, and I'm very happy and a little surprised at the same time of the good reception that I've been getting from doing this. You know, there's people who've been doing this longer than me, like years. There's people that are porn stars, okay, and they have these podcasts, and I'm ranked higher than they are. And you know why? It's because of you guys. And I totally appreciate it. And I don't want to get all emotional and mushy, because I've been super emotional and I don't know why. And no, I'm not pregnant, okay, so don't jinx me like that, bro. But once again, like, comment, follow me on Instagram. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, send me emails, asksex1989@yahoo.com. that's asksex1989@yahoo.com. and you know, I'm pretty quick with answering my email, so if someone sends me an email, I would say within the week, that same week I message them, probably like 2 or 3 days after. But I usually get to it. Also, I know that a lot of people have been emailing me asking me about 50 Sex Questions Answered Part 4. And honestly, I don't know if I'm going to finish that, because it's a lot. And I had to narrow it down to those 50 questions. And I don't want to have to answer them and read them. It's just takes a lot of work. And then my editor said that I need to keep them under 30 minutes. How? Like, I'm answering 10 questions and some questions need more time. So I'm in the process of finding another editor for me. And I will probably do the rest of them. Maybe I'll do it in like an hour long podcast where I'll answer all the questions in that one sit-in. But I'm gonna switch my days from Monday maybe to Friday, like posting. But you know, I'll see. I just have so many things that I want to tell you guys. There's so many things that I'm excited about, a whole bunch of things. So I have something coming up with Hulu for you guys. I have something coming up with Kmart and something coming up with Amazon and Shoe Dazzle too, and AdamandEve.com. But we'll get into all of that soon. But once again, you guys, thank you, thank you, thank you. I will see you next week. This is not going to be posted. Today's January 2nd. So this one I'll be posted until, let me check. This won't be posted until January 9th or the 10th. It'll be posted, basically, it'll be posted sometime next week. No, this, the 16th. Well, it just depends on like if I can get an editor before then. That's the only issue, because I don't edit my own podcasts. Too much work. So I will see you guys in about 2 weeks. Have a happy new year. Have a safe new year. Have safe sex. And always have a sexual appetite, you guys.